This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Since the 1930s, the Boise Art Museum has been committed to showcasing local Idaho artists in an annual, then a biannual, and now a triannual art exhibition. So that means every 3 years, the museum selects a couple dozen Idaho artists, and they're not limited by medium, for a special exhibit. This year, 23 artists representing 8 cities all across the Gem State were selected. Luma Jasmine and Goran Fazl are two of those artists from Boise, and they join us live in studio along with the Boise Art Museum's Executive Director, Melanie Fales. Welcome, all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Melanie, could you start by just talking a little bit more about the history of the exhibit itself?
Absolutely. So Boise Art Museum was actually founded in 1931, and the museum began showing the work of Idaho artists through an invitational in 1935. And then as kind of the industry standard changed to be more of a biennial kind of exhibition process, the Boise Art Museum changed their process as well, and it became a triennial in 1995. And so obviously triennial says we do this every 3 years, and it's always so wonderful to see the diversity of works created by the Idaho artists whose works are on display.
And so then the artists this year, they were selected by, like, what, a panel out of Portland?
Actually, it was one juror out of Portland, Grace Cook Anderson, and she'll actually be here on Friday for an opening celebration at the Boise Art Museum with the artists. And so she selected from the entries for the Boise Art Museum.
And my understanding is this was a blind selection process. So that means that she was able to consider the art without knowing the artist's name or anything like that.
Right.
So why is that an important process?
Part of the process of having a blind jury is that the juror isn't then influenced if they happen to know someone who is an artist.
Okay, so I want to bring our artists into the conversation. I know this is radio, so people can't see what you do. But can both of you maybe describe some of your art to our listeners? And I'll start with you, Luma.
Yeah, I think most of my work has to do with using my personal experience through my life and, you know, apply it in a political way. So I'm using the personal to address the political in short. I use different mediums because I feel like there is different languages that I need to use to express certain things. And every time I jump to something else, like another medium, because I feel like I can tell it better through this medium.
Do you have
the idea?
Do you have a favorite medium?
I think mixed media painting is always there all the time while I'm working, but I do other mediums like performance or animation or, you know, sculpture. I like to experiment, and I think I always love to challenge myself with something new and not to just stuck on one thing, but somehow mixed media is always there.
And then, Goran, what about you? How would you describe your art to our listeners?
Yeah, I think the same, kind of similar to what Luma said. I'm as well a mixed media artist. I work with a lot of different mediums, and animation is my more recent one that I'm working on. And recently I've been really interested in making works that live online rather than inside a museum.
Yeah. So, Melanie, can you speak to how the jury, Grace Anderson, made her selections?
So we had a large number of entries. We had 181 artists.
181, wow.
181 artists from throughout Idaho. And so the artists actually submit an artist statement along with images of their works, and those are all sent to the juror, and she looks at the images as well as their artist statement so that she understands the concepts behind their works as well in order to make those selections. The fabulous thing about Grace is that she's also a curator. Oh. And so curators have this wonderful gift of being able to imagine artworks in spaces together. And that's not always an easy thing when you have such a range of artists to bring all of their works together and have them create a cohesive exhibition. And so she obviously had that in mind as well when she was selecting the artworks. So it really is a beautiful exhibition on display as well at the Boise Art Museum.
So how many pieces did the artist have to show Grace?
So, Goran, you're going to have to help me out there. How many did you actually submit?
I think that you could submit up to 6.
Oh,
and
okay.
I think I've submitted 6.
And then will these be the pieces of art that are shown?
No, only one was accepted, but different artists got, you know, some artists have more than one.
But one of those that you submitted, that's what will be on display.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then Luma, how many pieces did you submit?
Yeah, I think I submitted also 6. I got 3 accepted, plus the animation projected on one of the mixed media.
What's it like for both of you to be chosen for this? I mean, this event comes up only every 3 years, but focused on Idaho artists rather than, you know, bringing in an exhibit to the museum.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great opportunity to see what's going on in one time, because you have this big number at the museum and this level, and getting to know maybe how artists in Idaho think about things that's going on right now. I mean, in my perspective, maybe I'm curious to see in the political scene if there is anything going on. I didn't see it yet, so I'm really curious about that. And it's interesting, especially for this time that we are in.
And I think, too, sometimes maybe we forget about all of the artists that are living and working in Idaho. And so Goran, for you, I mean, what's that like to be able to know that you're going to have not just you, but there's 23 artists all across the state that are being able to showcase their work to a local audience?
Yeah, it's great, especially at the Boise Arts Museum. And I think Boise Arts Museum does a great job in bringing schools over, you know. And I think just having so many people see your work, mm-hmm. I think it's, you know, that's why we do it. You know?
Right. There's a reason to it,
yes.
Right? Yeah. Well, and Melanie, there is something to be said about when you do have an art museum, we get these traveling exhibits, which are lovely, but maybe sometimes we forget that we have incredible talent here in the state.
Absolutely. And so it's important for us to be able to show that range from local artists, regional artists, national artists, international artists, and then to have this context right now for Idaho artists to be talking about what are these things of importance to us in our state, in our region, nationally, globally. And you'll see that in this exhibition. You'll see that the artists are addressing these topics of concern through their artworks.
Do you think that that Idahoans that come see this will be surprised in a good way about the art that they will be seeing?
I think so, and I really hope so.
Yeah.
They will see such a range, and they might be they might be surprised, but I think they will be intrigued and fascinated, and they'll see things like installation art that they can walk into and become a part of. They'll see paintings of the landscape. They'll see video projections. They'll see ceramics and photography. There will be such a wide range. I think they will be very proud.
And so the official opening was yesterday, correct?
Yesterday it opened to the public, so we are open for people to come see the exhibition. We have an opening celebration on Friday night, and all of the artists who are able to be there will be there, and the juror will be in attendance as well.
And when we say, I mean, the artists from all over the state, they really are. I mean, because I think a lot of times, you know, we think about Boise, but this is really gone around the state.
Yes, so we have artists from Bellevue, from Boise, from Coeur d'Alene, Meridian, Moscow, Nampa, Pocatello, and Twin Falls. So it really is the entire state of Idaho.
And how long will the exhibit be on display?
The exhibition will be up until July 19th. So we're open now Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 5 and Sunday noon to 5. And then, of course, on first Thursdays, we're open till 8 p.m.
I want to thank all of you for coming in. Thank you so much for chatting with us about this.
Thank you so much, Gemma.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Boise Art Museum Executive Director Melanie Fales and two artists in the 2020 Triannual Exhibit, Luma Jasmine and Goran Fazel. The exhibit opened this weekend. It will be up through July. More information can be found on our website at boisestatepublicradio.org. And thank you for joining us today. So appreciate you taking time out of your day. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our production assistant is Molly Wampler. And our intern is Chloe Ball. It is Monday. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.